KBOE is airing candidate forums. On Tuesday, October 11th, it's Democrat Greg Stair and Republican Ken Dunn, candidates for the Lyon County Commission 1st District. On Thursday, October 13th, it's incumbent Republican Eric Smith and Democrat Chuck Torres, candidates vying for the 76th House District. The forums begin at 10:05. Candidate forums brought to you by ESB Financial, Geotech, Justice Painting, Ray Roofing, 14 KVOE and 96.9 FM, live and local.
Candidate forum number one here is this morning at 10:06, so join us then. And don't forget that your questions, comments, welcome at 342-5863. It is 823 KVOE, and it is time for Tech Talk with Flint Hills Technical College President, Dr. Karen Doherty. Tech Talk brought to you this morning by Emporia State Federal Credit Union, Lyon County's leading mortgage lender.
Emporia State Federal Credit Union, the educated choice.
It's time to use your phone to tap and pay. Just add our ESFCU debit card to your mobile wallet. Soon you'll be enjoying a more convenient, faster, and safer way to pay at area merchants. To learn more, call or text us at 620-342-2336.
Emporia State Federal Credit Union, the educated choice.
Welcome once again to Tech Talk with Flint Hills Technical College President, Dr. Karen Doherty, here this morning. Karen, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Ron.
You are cutting out there, Karen.
No.
Oh, no. Uh-oh. I know.
Did we catch you back there a second ago?
Are we here?
I hear you now.
Okay.
I hear you now.
I think we got it. I think we
so
got
if,
it.
Yeah, if you're speaking into the phone, we just have to be pretty close to the phone. If it's a speakerphone you're using there this morning, I assume it is. So lean on in, if you would, for us, please. Well, good to have
we
you.
We are leaning in. We want to, first of all, appreciate Emporia State Federal Credit Union for supporting Tech Talk. So thanks and shout out to Emporia State Federal Credit Union. But this morning I have with me Chris Wilson, Industrial Engineering Technology Faculty and Division Chair for the Division of Technology. Daniel Stair, Computerized Machine Tool Engineering Faculty. And Bryce Dahlke, Welding Technology Faculty, and the three of them are here to celebrate and talk about Manufacturing Week. And we are also having, for each of their programs, an open house from 4 to 6 p.m. Wednesday evening.
Outstanding. Well, let's dive into this.
Let's go.
Yeah, this is a lot of good things to be talked about here. And let's talk about industrial engineering first here, Chris. And really, I guess, walk us through, how students can work through the industrial technology division here, some of the different options that students can have here as they go through.
Well, what we really like to do in the industrial engineering technology program is prepare students for a career in industry. That's not the only career path. We'll get to some of the others here in a second, but a lot of our graduates go on to become mechanics, electricians, controls technicians at a lot of our local manufacturers like Hills and Simmons, Tyson, Michelin, a lot of those manufacturers. We train them how to install the equipment, how to wire up a lot of the electrical equipment, how to keep the machines running efficiently, and if worse comes to worse and they do break down, how to repair those machines quickly and efficiently. We've also had more graduates recently getting into industrial commercial wiring. We have several that work with Western Electric. We've recently started working with Kansas Electric out of Salina that worked on the Fanistil project. We had a couple of graduates working out there. So those are some of the other career paths they can get into. Another new one that we started working with last year was Central Mechanical out of Manhattan. We have a graduate that works with Central Mechanical now. So we still focus on our local manufacturers, making sure we try to keep the mechanics and electricians and technicians they have. But we've also been looking at other options for graduates the last few years as well.
Sounds like, Chris, that there are plenty of opportunities through graduation at Flint Hills Technical College at many different industries out there. Are the fields pretty much open?
Yes, they are. The demand far outweighs the supply right now for those types of positions. Our graduates are in a really good spot. Our placement rate is very high, upper 90%. If a student is looking for a job in that line of work, they're going to find one. I'm always surprised year after year how many graduates we're even able to place in the Emporia area. And especially if a student is willing to relocate to within an hour, 2 hours max of Emporia, the options are almost limitless for the graduates leaving our program.
And these are good paying jobs, aren't they?
Yes, they are good paying jobs. Most of our part-time internships are starting out around $20 an hour. And most of the full-time positions are between $25 and $30 an hour. So, they're good-paying opportunities.
Outstanding. Well, let's bring Daniel Stair on for computerized machine tool work. And, you know, Daniel, this is one, I think, career path that may not have gotten a whole lot of attention, but I think, you know, over the last maybe 3 to 5 years, maybe has blossomed. Maybe I'm wrong on that, but it does seem like there's been a lot more attention to the computerized side of machine tooling over the last 5 years.
Yeah, and I agree with that. So for those of you that aren't familiar with computerized machine tool, essentially what we're doing is taking chunks of metal and turning it into useful everyday items. And so, you know, a machinist is going to be able to take that chunk of metal and turn it into something that you're going to find on your vehicle and an airplane. Even nowadays with surgical procedures, all the pins and stuff you go in for, you know, a hip replacement, all that metal was created by a machinist. And so we're using, you know, equipment like lathes and mills to turn that chunk of metal into something useful. But, you know, I think maybe some people might be familiar with the old manual mills and lathes. What the equipment we're really focusing in on now is all computerized, and we, you know, do the math formulas and we calculate it out into a way that machine is making very precision parts for whatever industry it's required for. So it's, like I said, pretty exciting. And like I said, your imagination is the only thing that's going to hold you back. So
Daniel, what businesses and industries, maybe here locally or in the region, are looking for machine tool engineers?
So in our local listing area, we partner with Vectech here in town, also with Glencoe. They're one of our two major partners, like I said, for our listing area. We also have partners outside of our listening area. For those that maybe are coming from our Wichita or Kansas City area, that go back also. And so, like I said, we always try to stay local, but like I said, we always know that's not an option.
Yeah, Glendo, they do some outstanding work, and they're a worldwide company. Same with Vectech here locally really puts the machine tool engineering folks to work. So that's incredible stuff. Is your program, as far as enrollment out there, Daniel, is it pretty good?
Yeah, we're doing good. Like I said, we always try to expose. Like you said, sometimes people don't realize what we are. And so we're just, you know, really always trying to push that exposure and education for what our program is. Machinist isn't always a household term used on a daily basis. And so just getting people familiar with the term machinist is very important to us.
Let's bring Bryce Dahlke on the welding side of things as Tech Talk continues here this morning. Bryce, let's talk about welding because, I mean, here a few years ago we had the new building in Southwest Emporia, but it seems like the need for folks that have got some welding experience just continues to blossom here over the last decade.
That's right. Like Chris said earlier, the supply we've got is not meeting demand right now. Our placement ratings are very high as well. We've got lots of business and industry partners around the listening area and outside the area. And I'm getting calls all the time from from employers just looking for welders.
So, Bryce, what type of welding can your students pick up? Basically, what do you offer in the field of welding here at Flint Hills Technical College?
Sure. We try and get our students as well-rounded as we possibly can. So we teach stick welding, SMAW. We teach multiple different types of wire welding. We teach short circuit, pulse, spray, and flux core welding, as well as TIG welding.
Bryce, what has driven the demand for welding here over the last 5 to 10 years? I mean, you mentioned here that the right now you're having you've got basically whatever students you come into the program are getting jobs afterward. But on the other side of things, why is the welding demand so high now?
Sure. Local manufacturing has definitely increased, as well as some of these trades here for the last few years have been dying off. Not a lot of people have been looking to tech as much as they used to. And so it left a large opening for new employees to go train in these fields. So here lately, this past year, our enrollment has been the highest it's ever been this past year. We've got 70 current students right now in our classes.
Is that pretty much all you can take?
Yeah, we are.
You're full? Okay.
This does bring up a question that I wanted to kind of loop in for President Daugherty to ask, because it's now becoming a talking point just in general terms when it comes to the college, and that is facility matters to help the college meet the need now and then meet the need down the road. President Daugherty, what are you seeing now as far as the needs with these programs and maybe some other programs with the college, and how is the college looking to possibly meet those needs here through facility enhancements?
Sure. That's a great question. We're exploring those options. At our board meeting last night, for instance, we discussed master planning. So we looked at some opportunities to take a step back and as we look at our facilities, our programming needs, are there ways that we can enhance the usage of our facilities? Welding, for instance, has three sections, like they have three cohorts. They have the morning, the afternoon, and evening. We need to look at some of that to capitalize on our facilities. The other side to that, though, is we may have the opportunity to expand. We know that industrial engineering, with the emphasis on PLC, that they need some new lab space, and they need to expand their lab space. We need to look at robotics. We're not going to have the capacity to do this in our existing facilities. So we did discuss with the board last night the opportunity for some master planning to see what we can try to identify and have created for some renderings and see what we can look at for existing space, but as well as maybe expanding the footprint. Obviously, that's not an overnight process, but we are looking at some of these opportunities.
Well, Karen, is that something, as far as expansion goes, that's something that's going to have to be done at Flint Hills Technical College to remain, shall I say, fruitful?
Yes, sir. Without a doubt.
Okay.
And I'm assuming the sooner the better, too.
Yes, right. We certainly hope there are some opportunities continue through KBOR and through SPARKS funding and maybe some opportunities such as that. We're trying to follow very closely still some of the state funding opportunities. And then certainly our partners have been more than generous with us. And we certainly hope we're meeting our needs of the region and the community, and we've got three great faculty right here who are great leaders in that area. But yeah, we are having those discussions, and that would be something that I hope by the spring we'll be able to identify maybe somewhat of a master plan and some ideas to help move us forward and respond to these needs.
Chris, do you need more room?
Well, I'll always take more room.
Yeah.
there's so many things we can do to, again, Karen mentioned, meeting the needs of industry. Bryce mentioned it as well. There's so many more things we can do, especially, Karen mentioned robotics. We ventured into robotics a few years ago. didn't quite work out. We've always wanted to add robotics without sacrificing any of the other skills that we teach. We felt like in the past we couldn't get there before, but now there's some things that have changed and progressed to where we feel like we can, and there's going to be some challenges involved in that. And to make them good spaces, you know, good spaces for our students to learn and have the equipment that we need, it would be very, very challenging to do that in our existing space. So the need to get a little bit more room is going to present itself.
Daniel, anything on your wish list you'd like to see moving forward?
Well, yeah, and I agree. Like that, you know, our CNC equipment, they're not small by any means. And so, like that, anytime we want to add another machine, we really have to look at our footprint and see what we have and see if we can add without getting rid of. And so that's always a challenge. And so, like that, I agree. Like that, as the world progresses and as the college progresses, like that, more footprint, you know, may be needed. So,
understood. Bryce, how about for you? What type of space do you need?
I'd say for us, it's just more lab area to get more welders in so we can start teaching more students as well. We've also had monies coming in from the state to increase our, to get some new equipment in, I should say. So this will be exciting coming up this next year. Seeing what all we can make happen from this.
Well, keep up the great work, and we're very fortunate to have you all doing the fine work. You are training, you know, the students for great positions in the workforce, not only here but anywhere that they should decide to go. And Karen, more students in, that would be music to your ears, right?
It sure would. Yeah. So that's. Invite folks to come see these spaces tomorrow night, 4 to 6 p.m. Stop in, say hi to these guys, and they'll take you on a tour of their spaces and show you this equipment.
And on top of that, too, you've got another showcase in a matter of speaking coming up here a week from Thursday with The Cut.
Yes, we do. We sure do. Be sure and come to that. That'll be the last event for the tent.
Oh, the tent's going away.
The tent's going to come down after The Cut, so the her swan song will be The Cut, and then we'll put her back up probably next spring or next fall.
All right. Well, Chris, thanks for your time this morning. We appreciate it.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Daniel, thank you.
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah, Bryce, good to talk to you.
Thank you.
Karen, always a pleasure.
Thank you, Ron. Thanks, Chuck. You all have a great day.
You too. And that is Tech Talk. That's Bryce Dahlke, welding technology instructor, Daniel Stair, computerized machine tool engineering instructor, and Chris Wilson, industrial engineering technology instructor. And, of course, Dr. Karen Daugherty, president and CEO of Flint Hills Technical College. Tech Talk brought to you this morning by Emporia State Federal Credit Union, Lyon County's leading mortgage lender. It's 8:41.
Major step in the nationwide debate over guns. New York City Mayor Eric Adams signing legislation declaring Times